New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to hour number two. Every now and then, the conversations on the break just have to bleed over into live show. DP Austin Orman, hour number two here on Old School. Austin, please let them know about the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat and every type of cut. If you need help with learning how to grill, listen back to the first segment of today's show. We told you what you need to know.
Everything. Get your temperature right, man. Get your temperatures right. Get your timing right. Don't be out here willy-nilly and on the grill.
It's just look, it's just color until it's not. Don't kill anyone.
I didn't ask you this. I never got to this. Are you a vegetable on the grill person?
I'm not really a vegetable person, so I'm not really a vegetable on the grill person.
Are you not a vegetable person?
Veggies are fine. They're fine. My wife is a veggies on the grill person, so I will make them for her, but she likes like zucchini and squash. Like grilled corn? Okay, sure, I can go for that. Like asparagus? Nah, miss me with it. Squash, zucchini? Miss me with it. Eh.
Are you a husker of corn?
I like doing it. Yeah.
You like doing it?
I enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay. Because that, yeah. Every now and then the grocery store deliver fully husked corn.
Mm-hmm.
And I go through the mental checklist of, is this worth it?
It's worth it. It's worth it for the experience. Like, it's worth it. It is. Always.
I mean, I know there's a camp that does it, but I just like, is this how I want to spend my is this how I want to spend my time? And then it just, here's the deal. It'll sit there until Becky decides to finally go, screw it, I'll do it.
Right. I will never forget the first time doing it as a kid. Opened it up and there's a little worm in the corn. Like, yep, never doing this again. But they're like, it's just part of the deal. You just snap that end of the corn off and it's fine. And you cook it, so you're good.
Now all I'm seeing is cooked worm.
No, you take the worm out. That's the point.
No, just those are the ones you caught. That there may be others.
You examine your corn before you put it in.
They didn't come alone. He was not traveling alone. He was...
Probably not.
He was not by himself, Austin. He's looking for his family. I wish I had the farmhand DNA. I do not.
Okay, so it's in my DNA, but it's not me, right? I'm the son of a former farmer going back many generations here in Nebraska. Grandparents moved to Fremont, Nebraska, not a huge town, obviously, but my dad grew up on a farm. Did not pass that down to me. He still tries his hand. I respect it. It is in my blood, but it is not me.
I'm a Pearson in name, but I'm a Garner by blood. Mm. And the historical version of it tells that the Garners who came to America from England were actually gardeners.
Ah.
They were actually gardeners. And they held land and farms in Southern Virginia that still exist. That literally the family name, you can Google Garner's Lane in Portsmouth, Virginia. And that's where they lived. And they were farmers, literally by trade, but they were gardeners. They just, at some point, some census collector, data collector, dropped the D and just called them gardeners. And that's what they were ever since. So it's always like, yeah, okay, I should be a farmer, but not really.
Yeah, nah.
No. And they still do. Like, I mean, I have cousins.
You cultivate, but you don't farm.
Yeah.
How about that?
Different deal. Yeah, different deal altogether. From the text line, we were talking about Kansas City sports teams. So I was trying to get some understanding of what we've learned so far before we get into the Kings. That we've learned that there was an NHL team for 3 years. The Scouts. The KC Scouts. And that Lincoln is a Kansas City sports town when Kansas City sports is winning. But maybe not otherwise. Fair?
That's where I'm at with it.
Big percentage of KC fans.
Enough of a percentage.
Enough of a percentage. And then we start talking about the fact that Kemper Arena was built so that the Scouts and the Kings would have a place to play. Now, it was not completed in time for the season to start. But the organization had some players. The Kings had players. So we're talking about pre-Sacramento. And then the other part of it is that when teams leave Kansas City, in most cases, you follow that team to where they're going because you're connected to the players. KC doesn't necessarily do that.
No.
Didn't do it with the Athletics.
Nope.
Right?
I wonder if they would have had the Royals not come not long after.
I would think that that's a part of it. Again, I'm a Washington fan. We were Senators fans. We became Orioles fans when the Senators moved to Texas. We did not become Rangers fans.
Right.
And then when they got the Nationals, again, even though they paid, you know, homage to the Senators, because the Senators were Nats. Their nickname was the Nats. They weren't very good. They should have been called the Knots because they never won. They were terrible. As the old thing goes, first in our hearts, last in the American League East.
There's that part.
Yeah. So there's that part. But there were players. And I asked you to name the best player for the Kings prior to Sacramento. And you immediately popped up with a name.
Oscar Robertson. But he was not a Kansas City or Omaha player. He was a Cincinnati Royal.
He was a Cincinnati Royal. So then you have to decipher, okay, do we count that?
I did some more digging, and I decided to do the grown-up thing and not count the cop-out.
Maybe we should talk to our buddy Albert Maxey, who was a teammate with Oscar Robertson.
True.
And I would imagine that he probably saw him in Cincinnati.
I would think.
In his time. And again, I need to get Maxey on because he's such a great storyteller. Have you heard him tell the stories of that high school team with he and Oscar Robertson?
I have not, no.
So so the movie Hoosiers, that team in the championship was Albert Maxey and Oscar Robertson's high school team.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. And this guy, I mean, he's right down the street. The guy has stories.
Right.
Even about Nebraska. Fred Nutt Hoiberg sent in his text on who he thought the all-time Kansas City / Omaha Kings list would be. Now, I can say this, that I went on a deep dive online trying to find out if Omaha had its own jersey or whether they were just all KC Royals. I have not been able, so text out if you can find this, let me know. But were there Omaha Kings jerseys? And if there were, what did they look like? What did they look like? Because I know what the Kansas City version looked like. And Austin, you can Google that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he came up with his list of kings. And he said Archibald, Lacy, Boone, King, and Wedman. Archibald, Lacy, Boone, King, Wedman. Now, Archibald was MVP. That's a leading scorer.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense.
It does.
Several people, you're right. Yeah, Archibald played for the KC/Omaha group. Scotty Wedman, Bob Cousy coached that team from the text line. Yeah, he said Bob Cousy coached that. So it says no KC/Omaha jerseys. So are you saying that they had jerseys that said KC/Omaha, or they just had Kings jerseys? Austin, are you looking for?
I'm doing what I can, and I'm just seeing a lot of Kings.
A lot of home and away, right?
Just Kings, typically.
Like the blue, yeah. The blue says Kings, the white says Kings.
That's what I'm finding.
Okay, so text line.
Seeing some Kansas City.
You see some Kansas City, but you do not see any Omaha.
No, everything I'm seeing is either Kansas City or Kansas City - Omaha, not Omaha specific.
Okay, so there is KC/Omaha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are those jerseys? Or are those like t-shirts?
A lot of t-shirts. Some mugs.
But not jerseys.
Not a jersey that I'm seeing.
See, and then here's the other part. I would hope that all the Kings fans who are here would know the answer to this. Would know, oh yeah, Otis Birdsong early on. Reggie Theus.
Now there's a name.
Reggie Theus, didn't he play for the early version of the Kings before they went to Sacramento?
Reggie Theus, Kansas City Kings 84-85, Sacramento, just 1 year, last year.
Yep. So that would count. That would count. Let me see here. So they were KC/Omaha from 1972 to 1975. So the same era that the KC Scouts NHL team existed. Again, they were playing in the same building. Mm-hmm. Kemp Arena was built for them. So that's really a thing. And so I'm looking.
I'll give you my team while you look.
Okay.
Tiny, Theus.
Okay.
Birdsong, Eddie Johnson. Mm-hmm. And Len Elmore.
I need to get Lenny on. You haven't been on when I've had Lenny on.
I have not. No. My bench is Cliff Robinson, Mike D'Antoni, just for kicks, and then Mike Woodson.
We used to have Len Elmore on like every other week.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
On DP and Stevens.
Nice.
And he's a lawyer now in New York City. But you're right. In that era, and the Royals, can I tell you, here's the thing that I wish, there's certain things that old sports had that new sports doesn't, and I wish they'd go back to it. One of those things for me, do you remember? So if you go to the, there's a picture of Oscar Robertson in a Royals jersey shooting a jumper. And in that uniform, the shorts had a belt buckle. It had a belt. Like in the Hoosiers, a lot of times they had in the pants, they had belts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never once figured out whether that was an actual belt, an implied belt. Like, what did you loop? Was there like a belt loop on the pant, on the shorts? And it looks like there was. It looks like that. This is amazing. Where do you want me to send this to you? Because
I'll see if I can find it first to save you some effort.
So it's him talking about Oscar Robertson averaged over 30 points a game and won 6 NBA assist titles while with the Royals. Okay, which is another thing. Wait a minute. He won 6 NBA assist titles with the Royals? And they don't... How is that not talked about?
That's got to be a real belt.
Like, doesn't that look like a real belt?
Looks like something I would have worn for baseball.
Like, just inside of, like, short
shorts.
Like,
yeah.
Now, these are the short shorts, so
yeah.
There's that. But... And how we never realized that was wrong.
Diving for loose balls probably didn't happen as much, or they were built different. One of the two.
They absolutely were built different. But I don't know. Yeah, Dave Braska says he saw the KCO Kings exhibition game versus the Kentucky Colonels at Pershing Auditorium. Now, I would love to hear about that, by the way. Yeah, he said it was fun, but I would love to hear about that. Were there other NBA games exhibitions at Pershing, to your knowledge, to your recollection? And it said Kings on the front of the jersey when he went to games in Omaha. Player name was below the player's number on the back. Which
I'm trying to think, what did Sacramento do when they wore their throwback? Because they had like the line down the back left, but I think the player name was under the number off center.
Well, here's what's weird, right? Because the WNBA uses that design with the number and then the name at the bottom. Do you know why? Do you know why they put the name beneath the number?
Educate me.
Hair.
Ah,
that in the WNBA, sometimes the hair will go, if the name was at the top, above the number, it would be covered by hair. So when you tell me that the throwbacks had it with the names at the bottom, I want to know why. Why? Like that doesn't...
They knew jersey sponsorship patches were coming, so they wanted to save room for advertisers in 70 years.
we're gonna prepare ourselves for high brand marketing. Yeah, it's a thing. Can you see if there were any other NBA games at Pershing Auditorium? Because that would seem to me, in the discussion, right? That I mean, now you have PBA, so there's that. And in truth, do Husker fans like PBA? Like, is it considered as nice a venue that I think it is? Like, I think PBA is a really good venue. I think it's one of the best venues. And when people come here to watch either who they went to school with or watch the Huskers, they're always kind of enthralled by how how nice PBA is. But I didn't know if Pershing Auditorium hosted NBA exhibition games. That would have been kind of unique. But in that space that, you know, we don't have information about the Royals. And, yeah, so here's the other part of it, right? It just struck me that they were the Omaha Royals and the KC Royals before the baseball team. Why did I never add that up? Why did I never add up that the KC Royals was a basketball team before it was a baseball team?
I guess the baseball team took off in popularity, you know, so you didn't think twice about it. You're not from Kansas City, so.
Huh. Like, I know that happened with the Caps. It happens in certain cities. It happened with the Capitals in D.C. because the original Washington Capitals were the ABA basketball team that won the ABA championship as the Oakland Oaks, moved to D.C. and became the Washington Caps. Only 3 years before the NHL came and they became the Washington Capitals.
So just for reference sake, if the Senators became the Nats.
They were the Nats for all those years.
That means the Capitals would be the Pits.
Facts.
Just if we're doing the nicknaming the same way.
Facts.
Let's just toss that one out there.
Facts. They were the early Capitals were so bad. It was hard to watch. Like, I think we had single-digit wins 1 year.
Eesh.
Like, I think in the first 2 years, maybe, I'm not sure they broke 20 wins.
We can double-check that. Let's see. All right, Washington Capitals. They went 8-67 their inaugural year. 8-67-5.
Bruh.
To 11-59-10, 24-17, 24-27, 26-26, 39.
Awesome.
48.
So you heard Jake complain about being a Dolphins fan and about being a Royals fan. But let me tell you that in its first two seasons combined, the Caps won 19 games.
What if I told you the first two conferences that the Caps played in were the Prince of Wales Conference and the Clarence Campbell Conference?
Yes, that's what it was. You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
You didn't know that? No. Oh, my God. The trophies that went along with those two?
Yeah, no. That's incredible.
This is really the whole thing behind going back old school, is that there's so much information that we really either don't know or don't remember. And sometimes you have to rattle the cage a little bit to get back into thinking what this is. But the Caps were 8. They lost
67-5.
Good heavens, man.
They had 21 points on the year. 21 whopping points.
21 points. And here's the thing. I remember the first time they won a road game. It took them 40 road games to win a road game. 40. 40. They're plus, so how many games is that? 78?
80.
The Caps scored 181 goals in 80 games. So just over two goals per game. No bueno, but just over two. While giving up, you ready for this? 446 goals. A plus minus of just epic proportion. You were minus 260 goals for the year.
Do you know who the Washington Capitals beat for their first road win?
I would believe that it was actually KC.
It was not.
I know that the Caps were KC's first win.
They also went that far without a tie. So all of their road results were losses. Until
trash.
Their third to last road game of the year.
Trash.
They proved it was a fluke by losing their next two road games 8-3 and 10-2. They beat the California Golden Seals.
The Seals
5-3.
The Seals of listen, which was also new. Because they were sending them out there to come up with somebody to play against the LA Kings. And so a beautiful thing happened. One of our listeners comes down. He comes down all the time. And he had listened to this weekend because we were talking about old school. And he listened and he said, yeah, because we were talking about old names, how some of the names have changed. Well, Willie Mays and the New York baseball Giants, which is why Howard Cosell always called them the New York football Giants. So as to not confuse them with the baseball Giants. But the Giants moved to San Francisco. Originally, there's a team out there called the San Francisco, what was it? The Golden, it was the Seals. It was the Seals. But when they went to get jerseys made for the Seals baseball, the only people who had enough jerseys were people, local people who had jerseys with Cubs on them, with Bears on them. So on the front of the jersey, when I saw it, because literally somebody offered it to me last week, and I saw it and I was like, what is this thing? What is this animal on the front of the jersey? And the guy literally, he came in and he said, listen, I have one of those jerseys. I heard you talking about it this weekend. I have one of those jerseys. Do you want it? And I was like, bro, no way do you have it. And he goes, yes, because I'm from there. I'm a Giants fan. He goes, I'm a fan. My mom lives in D.C., so you know, we connect. But I have one of these jerseys, and it's one of those old heavy flannel joints, but it's one of the throwbacks that the Giants wore the previous year. And on it, it has a bear. A bear. And I was like, why do you have a bear on a team jersey that's named the Seals? And he goes, it was the only ones available.
Not some predator prey relationship. It's just only ones available.
Fantastic. Like, just I'll go get it during break. It's fantastic. Just think about it. Speaking of, we need to go to break. DP Austin Orman, old school in the ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.